She tried to wrestle with him to keep Vika from drawing another clear shot, but Mullen was too strong. Pinning her, he pointed his blaster in her face. That was when Vika screamed. A Yark charged in from the cover to the west, howling a Tuscan war cry. Before Vika could bring her rifle around, a Yark's Gaddurfi smashed it from her hands. A return stroke sent the point of the Gaddurfi ripping through Vika's side. In agony, Vika clutched her wound and fell away, scrambling to escape. A Yark sprang over her toward Annalene and Mullen. Startled, Mullen pulled the blaster from Annalene's face to take aim at the Tuscan warrior. With all her might, Annalene heaved, forcing the burly man off to the side. His blaster sent a bolt just past a Yark's head, but the Tuscan war leader did not stop. Swinging, a Yark stabbed her Gaddurfi point deep in his abdomen. Annalene launched herself clear as a Yark brought the weapon down again and again on Mullen's body.
"Posse kills," a Yark said in basic. "Posse dies."
In a fog of dust, Orin tried to crawl out from beneath the pile of rubble. Every move was painful. When he heard Vika scream, he jolted upright and felt the bones shift in his left leg. He fell to the ground at Ben's feet. In the shadows, the cloaked figure knelt over Orin.
"I did tell you to turn back," Ben said.
Mullen howled from beyond. Ben looked up for a moment and shook his head sadly. Whatever was happening, Orin thought, Ben seemed satisfied that Annalene was safe. The man was in no hurry to leave. Orin spat bitter dust from his mouth.
"Couldn't turn back.
Jabba's people there."
Ben shook his head.
"That's not what I meant. Your fear led to this. All of it. Fear of losing what you had. It put you on a path to suffering."
Ben looked back. From his position on the ground, Orin saw a cowering Tuscan youngling emerge from behind one of the stone pillars to stare at the two humans. Ben smiled reassuringly at the tiny masked figure before looking back to Orin.
"I know how the path ends for you,"
the cloaked man said.
"But there is still time if you turn back now. Accept responsibility for what you've done. That won't square you with the Tuscans, but it will be a start toward redemption."
Orin sat up. He blinked the sand from his eyes.
"I'll lose everything."
Ben inhaled deeply. "Sometimes it takes losing everything to find your true path." Ben started to stand, but then he looked up alert. To the west, a monolith with a triangular slab balanced above it suddenly gave way, unable to support its own enormous weight. Huge rocks tumbled down. The little Tuscan rushed to Ben's side for protection. More stones snapped loose and slammed to the ground. Orin could hear more Tuscan children yowling in the maze as the debris landed. But he was more interested in Ben's reaction. The man had seemed completely unafraid of the earlier phenomena, almost as if he'd orchestrated the whole thing. But now, one hand on the clinging Tuscan youngling, Ben looked worried.
"Something's wrong,"
Ben said, his voice barely audible.
"I didn't do that."
A Yark brought the Gaddurfi down again and again. Trying to reach her feet, Annalene saw Vika crouching nearby. Limp and ashen-faced, Oren's daughter watched as her brother struggled, clawed, and finally ceased to move under a Yark's attack. Then she turned and fled for the northern gap and the trail leading downhill. A Yark lifted her bloodied weapon and glanced back at the departing Vika. But before she could give chase, the Tuscan younglings, frightened by the clamor in the stone forest, poured from their hiding places to the west and clustered around a Yark, separating her from Annalene. Annalene turned to follow, but a Yark surprised her by calling out,
"Ben!"
Annalene stopped and looked back. As the crowd of children clutched at her robes, a Yark lowered her weapon and looked to the west. A cloud of gray dust was rising into the air above the standing stones. A Yark, who moments before had been in a blood rage, seemed spellbound. She spoke to the children in her own language, before looking at Annalene and repeating her words in basic.
"See it, Annalene,"
a Yark said.
"See, Ben."
Annalene stared, uncomprehending, at the rising dust. She knew she was in the heart of Tusken territory, and that she should follow Vika to the safety of the posse. But Ben was still here, and so was Orin. And something big had happened.
"Was it an avalanche?" she asked as the dust climbed. "Is Ben in trouble?"
"No trouble,"
the Yark said softly. She nodded, watching again to the west.
"No avalanche. I was right."
Annalene prepared to move again, but now the Tusken children began chattering and tugging at a Yark's garment. The warrior spoke to them hurriedly, clearly concerned about whatever information the excited younglings were providing. Then another deafening boom from the west followed, one that shook the pillars all around. "Is that trouble?" Annalene asked a Yark. The warrior somehow seemed less fearsome now, surrounded by frantic younglings.
"Is trouble,"
a Yark replied. The next sound from the west chilled Annalene's spine. She had heard the sound many times before, and she instantly knew this was no recording.
"Great dragon," she whispered.
"Awakened by the sounds,"
a Yark said. Hastily, she tried to hoist a pair of children while still holding the bloody Gaddurfi. More younglings fled into the clearing from the western pillars.
"I must hide the Ulia,"
the warrior said. On impulse, Annalene stepped forward and reached for a young Tuscan's gloved hand.
"I'll help."
Chapter 45. Orin stared, stupefied, as a monster stormed through the stone pillars toward him. Too large by far to fit into the corridor between the megaliths, the great reptile simply forced its way through like a battle tank, shattering them as it went. Hefty boulders bounced harmlessly off the quadrant.